future. Till I see you next, happy reading.
And now it's time for Stages.
Stages.
All the world's a stage.
It's where we talk about,
all things
theatrical.
It's about theatre.
Theatre makers.
If it's performing on a stage, we've got it for you here on Stages.
It's about half an hour long.
Yes, it is. And a big thank you to Andrew Popel a bit earlier. I'm sure all of your book club fiends will have been just salivating on what Andrew's going to have coming up in the future. And, of course, we've got a lot coming up here on Stages as well. Stages, of course, is the program where we find out exactly what's going on around Sydney on a stage and we bring it to you. We go and find out what's on at the STC, at the Griffin Theatre, at the Darlinghurst Theatre, at every little theatre around in Sydney, actually, we get to sooner or later. And we find out what they are doing and bring some of the people that are making great theatre and doing great stuff live on a stage to you. That's why we'd like you to give us a bit of support here for Stages, anyway, at 2SER 107.3. Give us a call on 9514 9500. Give us a call right now. And you can support. You can support us with a standard support package at $80. That's for the whole year, of course. And then there's also the passionate supporter kit if you're a passionate person. And we're all quite passionate here on Stages. And that's $160. And with that, you get your choice of a black or a white T-shirt. So this is some choice. And, of course, there's a wide selection of sizes. So it doesn't matter if you're really, really tiny or if you're, a bit on the husky side, I think they say in the US, don't they? You can get a lovely T-shirt, which has our 40th anniversary on it too. Did you know we're 40 years old? Do you think I look that old? I don't know. But it's great being in a station which has had such a great pedigree for this amount of time. There's not many opportunities you can get in communities, community anything really, to get the opportunities that you have to go onto air like you can here at 2SER and to train young people and to be able to hear things that perhaps you don't always get on the mainstream media. I don't know how many theatre programs you listen to because there aren't that many. That's why. I think all the theatre critics have been cut from a lot of the newspapers. There's no one going to be able to give you a bit of a bead on what sort of a play this is or how these playwrights are travelling or what happened at the particular awards ceremonies or what's coming up in the next year. Have a chat to some directors like we do and find out what the latest they are thinking or doing and thinking to bring great productions to you in Sydney. So give us a call, 95. Got a pen? Go get a pen. It's got to be run around somewhere. So maybe something near the phone or down the back of the couch. I don't know. People don't have phones anymore. Fixed line, do they? Well, you can find any. Just because it's got to be a pen around somewhere. Get a pen. Write this down. Put it on your hand. You know, if it's a ballpoint pen, it won't hurt too much. 9514 9500. Now, all you've got to do is find your phone. Maybe the kids are on it. I don't know. Get them off the phone. This is a good reason. You need to call. You need to call right now. Or just pull over the side of the road. We don't want you to do anything illegal. Just go over the side of the road and do it there. Or if you've got hands-free, that's even better. 9514 9500. Or if you're listening to us streaming, perhaps, in front of in the midst of doing your tax or something, you can just look up the 2SER website, 2ser.com/. Get these slashes mixed up sometimes, don't you? /support, SUPPORT. But if you just go to 2SER.com, it will, come up and go, hey, support us right now. And I think, if I recall, you'll be able to see the actual design of the T-shirt when it comes up as well. It's a really pleasant design. I quite like it. 40,000 designers put in a design for our T-shirt, and this is the one we've picked. So it's been a long process, But because it was 40, everything has been a 40 for us this year. So that's why it is such a wonderful design and a very good gift for you to thank you for being passionate. But, if you are thinking, goodness gracious me, I've done this last year, I've done it next year, I'll have to do it next year. I like to support, but I don't want to do it every year. It's just too difficult for me. Well, look, you can be a lifetime member. This is it forever. Your lifetime, look, people live for longer these days. So this is obviously a better and better deal because people are living longer and longer. $600 for your whole life. I mean, it's a pretty good deal really, isn't it? You also get this T-shirt for the lifetimer. So if you call up and be a lifetimer, you get the T-shirt as well. So be a lifetimer for 2SER and Stages. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Also, there's more. There's more with Lifetimer because you're getting a big gift pack full of goodies, merchandise, CDs. Goodness knows what's in there. There's probably even a couple of apples and pears in there as well. And tickets. There's probably tickets somewhere. I bet there is. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I have to have a look. I'm just turning in my headphones. I'm really blowing myself out of the park here. Look, yes, I think there's going to be a lot of good things in this gift pack, and that's why I think maybe the Lifetimer is for you. $600. Not too bad, is it? And, of course, you could put this on an easy payments plan. We have all sorts of ways in which you can make it fit your budget. It's not things aren't as easy as they were. We know that. They're not easy for us. They're not easy for you. But, of course, if you're going to improve your quality of life by getting some of the great programming we hear on 2SERFM, it's really worth it to keep us going, isn't it? And that's what you do. We rely on people like you to keep us going. So there we go. That's a full gamut. You've got concession $40. If you're a student or if you're a pensioner or if you're, you know, I don't know, on a disability or something, that's only $40 for the whole year, and you don't have to pay it all in one go if you don't want to. Standard is just the normal everyday, $80. Passionate, $160. Lifetimer, $600. And T-shirts, whatever size you want. We've got it. We've got it for you here on Stages at 2SER 107.3. And, of course, look, you might be into this to think, well, I do want to support 2SER, but I've got $120 I'd like to give you, something like that. Well, you can donate. We can be a donation, and of course, donations are all tax deductible. So that's a good move, isn't it? So you've got something where the government is going to give you the money back. Doesn't happen very often, does it? But there you are. That's a way of doing it as well. If you've got, if you just want to donate, say you're not a T-shirt guy or T-shirt girl, think, well, I'm pretty passionate about 2SER. Maybe I'll just want to give $200 and it'll be a tax deductible donation. It could be, you know, it could be from your family company. Maybe you like to keep us afloat that way. That's great. It's going to work for you. It's going to work for us. That's what we're after. Look, and also, when I was mentioning the 40th birthday, went along to the opening of our exhibition, which is in 107 Projects in Redfern. Now, that's on right now up until the 20th of October. The good deal here is that it is absolutely free. And what happens is that you go in there and you have a look at some of the old photos when we first started out here in, was it 1970 or something? I don't know. What's 40 from? Anyway, we'll worry about that later. 1979? Yeah, 1979. it's hard to do maths. 1979, and we've got pictures of that, and we've got the audio that goes with it. So we've been through the archives. We had 64 boxes of really good stuff over the years, and old tapes and cassettes and reel-to-reels and discs and 45s. Well, I don't know whether we had 45s. 78s? No, that's probably too far. But maybe Greg Poppleton had a few 78s hanging around somewhere. But all these things we had sort of socked away somewhere, and I think one of our previous managers found all these things, and we gave it to an archivist who has been diligently going through all this. I've just forgotten her name off the top of my head, but she did some great work with our own Jess here. Jess has been on breakfast for many many moons at the moment, and she's working on it too. And it's a really, really good exhibition because you can hear, you can see, and you can hear. It all downloads onto your phone with a very easy to operate. What are they called? QR codes. SPQR is the Roman Empire, isn't it? QR codes. That's what they are. And you just put your phone near it, and suddenly, wacko, you can hear something from 1982. Hear all those things. Marvellous. Isn't it marvellous technology, really? But of course, we're an old technology here on radio. But we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going because, that's why we're bringing things to you that you haven't heard before, hopefully. And hopefully that you're going to hear again. But with the stages, of course, we're looking at different shows and so forth. Now, one of the shows that I reviewed a little while back was Mac and Mabel. Now, Mac and Mabel is a great musical, and I'm going to just play you a little snippet of Mac and Mabel. I think this was Robert Preston. Now, Robert Preston wasn't known for musicals, but I think he does a pretty good job with this one. You tell me what you think. Give us a call, 9514 9500, and see how we go after this song. If it plays. What have I done wrong? Oh, I know what I've done wrong. Ha, 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 ha. There we go.
Movies were movies when you paid a dime to escape. Cheering the hero and hissing the man in the cape. Romance and action and thrills. Partner Thar's gold in them hills. Movies were movies when during the titles you'd know. You'd get a happy ending, dozens of blundering cops in a thundering chase. Getting a bang out of lemon meringue in the face. Bandits attacking a train. One little tramp with a cane. Movies were movies were movies when I ran the show. Movies were movies when Pauline was tied to the track. After she trudged through the ice with the babe on her back. Girls at the seashore would stand, all in a row in the sand. Rolling their stockings an inch and a quarter below. The line of decency and Swanson and Keaton and Dressler and William S. Hart. No one pretended that what we were doing was art. We had some guts and some luck, but we were just making a buck. Movies were movies when I ran the show. That what we were doing was art. We had some guts and some luck, but we were just making a buck. Movies were movies, were movies when I ran the show.
Yeah, that was the wrong one there. Sorry about that. Always pressing the wrong buttons sometimes here, aren't we, here on 2SER? Well, not to worry. That means that it's live, absolutely live to you, coming from my mouth to your ears. Sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? But anyway, there's a lot of good things that are happening here at 2SER, and that's a reason why you should give us a call on 9514. Yeah, and have you got your pen and paper ready? Or have you got your screen up so you can type this into something or anything? 9514 9500. 9514 9500. 9514 9500. Oh, yes. Give us a call right now. Give us a call right now and support us here on Stages and 2SER 107.3. I've been doing Stages for quite a while now, and it's wonderful the type of shows that we are seeing in Sydney at the moment. There's a lot of new productions out there, new playwrights. A lot of the theatre companies that, well, they get a bit of funding from the Commonwealth Government, but they are putting on things that are being written now. The Griffin Theatre always put on some new plays that are written by playwrights that are submitted to them. And it's great to see these plays. It really is. And that's why we get along to see these things, so that you can get a bit of an idea of what's happening. And that's why, you know, you may not, you may think, oh, God, you know, what am I going to do next week or the week after, or got somebody coming over? How are we going to entertain them? Going to see a play can be a really good experience. And if someone's coming into town from elsewhere, it's lovely to go out into the Sydney nightlife and see a play and go out afterwards, have a few drinks or coffee or something, or have dinner beforehand. It's a lovely, lovely night. And often people don't think about going to see a play. And when they see it, it is a revelation to them, because they haven't seen live stuff before. They've been on videos and movies and screens. Mind you, there's a wonderful movie show coming up next, the film Fight Club Boys. But, you know, they haven't experienced the immediacy and the visceral excitement of seeing people turn themselves inside out on a stage. And that's what we get excited about here on Stage. And we want you to get excited, and we want you to keep supporting us, because there just aren't that many people doing shows about stage work here in Sydney. There's not that many critics left either. There's, you know, because everyone's a critic in one way or another, but you know, this is something that you can support. There's something you can do. You can be part of us here at Stages at 2SER by giving us a call or going online, 2SER.com/support. Give us a call right now, 9514 9500. Support us, support Trish, support Regina, support Benito, all the people you've heard over the years, CL, Pixie's been on the show many times, giving us a bit of a grist of what's going on at some of these plays that she's seen. And you sort of get an idea of whether you're going to like it or not, don't you? That's where it helps there. And also, if we've listened to some of the interviews that we've had, you get to find out why people are doing things and why these things are exciting people all over Sydney. A lot of these shows you try to get to see, you ring up and you think, or you go online and, goodness, there's no availability. The seats are all gone. There's something up the back behind a pole, you know. But that's these things can take off. It becomes a thing. People will go, have you seen? Did you see the I Am Mormon show? What was that called? I don't know. I can't remember. But, you know, the people say it's part of conversation, isn't it? Oh, yeah, I went to see this one. Have you seen, you know? That's something you can do when you meet people socially, and it's just a way of expressing another feeling that you have about something. You can say, gee, it's just like I saw in, they did this and this happened, and it made me feel like, you know, so look, it makes you passionate, doesn't it? So if you're a passionate supporter, give us a call, 9514 9500. It's only $160, and we can put easy terms. Doesn't take much. We've got Ruby's out there on the phones. You have a wonderful time chatting to our lovely, lovely volunteers that are right out there right now, waiting for you. They're just waiting to have a chat to you on 9514 9500. You know, give them a go, and even if you decide not to support, you could give us a call and then just say, oh, look, I just wanted to talk. That's okay. We'll talk to you. We're happy to talk to you. Give us a call, 9514 9500. We're on here this week and next week. But, of course, our birthday exhibition at 107 Projects, Redfern, is on until the 20th of October. Really, really good show. Have a look at that if you didn't hear that before the break. It's something you should get out and see. You're here on Stages 2SER 107.3. Here's some vegetables for you, some green onions.
It's a song I recorded. I was 17 years old in Memphis, Tennessee, a senior in high school, recorded with Booker T and the MGs, and it was our first record. It's called Green Onions. Green
onions. I'm good. I got them here. Thank you.
Yes, you're here on 2SER 107.3, and this is Stages, and I've got someone on the line, a wonderful supporter of Stages, Tricia Stars. Can I hear you there?
Yes, that's right. You
can
I can hear you.
Oh, wonderful. I'll turn you up a bit even. How's that? Tricia, look, you're obviously listening to the show and so excited about what I've been saying about Stages that you just had to ring in, didn't you?
I had to ring in because I am very excited, and I want the show and 2SER and everything keep going. So yes, I'm making my pledge tonight. I'm going to make a pledge, become a member, whatever it is I have to do. I'm doing it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, look, you can make a tax deductible donation. Of course, you must be aware of that. That very cost effective method, and that means you can choose any amount you want, and then just give it to the tax man at the end of the year. Or no, sorry, give it to your accountant at the end of the year, and he can get it back from a tax man.
Oh, well,
that's a good deal, isn't it? But if you want to be a supporter, look, you know, if you're after a T-shirt, for instance, a great T-shirt, which you can't get anywhere. It's not available in the shops. It's not available anywhere. You have to get it from us, and you can be a passionate supporter. It's only $160, and it comes in black or white.
Wow.
That's a full color range. It's from black to white, or black and white, really. So,
wow, that's such a great offer.
It is.
Well, I'm definitely.
Or you can be standard or connection. I'll put you back to the desk later on. But in the meantime, Trish, look, you know, can you just perhaps talk about one of the standout shows that you, I mean, you're always going out to see shows. We know that.
I have to tell you that I went last night to the Ensemble Theatre and saw Fully Committed. It's a one-woman show directed by Kate Champion and starring Katessa Trefone.
Oh, yes, it
was brilliant. 90 minutes, one sit, which I always really like. A one-woman show, and she held us. She was funny. It was dramatic. It built. She's talking on the phones, and it's all about sort of fancy eatings and the chef and restaurants and that sort of thing and people trying to make a booking. And, of course, it goes into her personal life, but she is amazing because she plays all of the characters on the phone as well as herself.
Yeah, I think she's. I interviewed her and it was 32 characters, am I right?
Yeah, that's right. 32 characters.
I don't know how you do that. 32 characters. You're a bit of an old actress yourself, aren't you, Trish? 32 characters. Could you do that? Need a bit of practice. Need a few rehearsals.
I think maybe I'd stop at 10.
Would you? That's it, 10, no more. Tell my agent, no more than 10.
No, she was so good. She's so wonderful. And people should go out and see it because it's really fun. And I went along with a young person, a much younger person than me, and they really enjoyed it. A teenage girl I went with, and she just loved it. So it's not just, you know, for the old fogies or anything. It's really good, really contemporary, and a great one woman show. And yeah,
so yeah, and I it sounds like that. If she's so good on the phones, we should get her in here. Because we need people that are good on the phones. We've got people that are good on the phones. Yeah, give them a try now. Do what Trish did. Ring in on 95149500 or call in, as we say these days. Give us a call. 95149500.
That's right.
Yeah, or 2SER.com. If you just can't tear yourself away from the screen for 5 seconds, just go on to 2SER.com/and support. Although you don't even have to do the slash because there's a splash screen yes. comes up. So all yeah. you have to do is go to 2SER.com and bingo, you're there. You can support us like crazy.
We'd miss it. We'd miss community radio. We'd miss 2SER if it wasn't here. We'd miss it.
It'd be sad. Be sad yeah. to go. And it's happening, you know. It's happening. You know, places, some towns in Australia are losing their community stations. Some are getting new ones. But it's always sad when something goes because it's a friend that you have. At any time, you can turn on the radio and listen to someone and think, oh, there's something I know. There's someone giving me information about staff, giving me new music, telling us about the shows that are on in Sydney because it's very exciting.
Oh, telling us about the shows. That's what Stages does.
That's what we do here on Stages. So that's why you should call us on 95149500. It's a great reason, isn't it?
That's great, and Rod. Look, okay, well, thanks for talking to me. I've got to run now.
You've got to run? Okay. Oh, do dinner. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Trish. It's been great to have you here on Stages.
Yeah, I'll call you next week as well.
Yeah, why not? Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Rod. Bye.
Bye. That was the famous Trisha Stars there, who's always doing checking out new shows here all around Sydney, and she was talking about the one that was on at the Ensemble Theatre now, at this one-woman show. Amazing. 32 characters. I couldn't remember 32 characters, could you? 95149500, give us a call. We need more support. We need it. We need it now. Give us a call quick. We've only got a few minutes left. 95149500. Now, we're always doing new things here at 2SER. We've got, there's a Back to Funk barbecue coming up at Vic on the Park. If you know any of the pubs around Marrickville or the Inner West, that's one of the better ones, I think. If not the best, I don't know. Can I say that? I don't know. It might be a promotion. But we'll be broadcasting direct from there, and we've got our own DJs. We've got heaps of DJs. I don't know whether you listen to us late at night here on 2SER or even during the day. We have some really top DJs that are well known all around the country, and they're going to be at Vic on the Park, so it'll be great to see them live. I don't think you should come because then you'll be part of the live broadcast. Well, that'd be great. We love things that are live here on Stages because we're all about live stuff, live people doing live things, living, breathing, making mistakes. You know, we all make mistakes. We're just humans. So give us a call on 95149500. That's what you should do. Get your dialing finger out and put it on 95149500. That's what you should do. But you know, it's getting a bit like I might have to go move over because the Film Fight Club guys are there warming up their vocal cords. They're doing their scales and doing some funny things. God, this, I don't know if you do those sort of exercises, but I suppose they do. So that's what they're doing right now. Not much time for us here. If you were thinking about it, this is the time. Give us a call right now, 95149500, or Do it on your flipping iPad or something. Go on to 2SER.com and just, you know, go zip, zip, zip while you're listening. It might be just as easy to do that. I don't know. But we've got some lovely people to talk to. So give us a call. Anyway, that'll be about me for Stages. And, yes, coming up, it is Film Fight Club.
Well, we have run out of time already, I can't believe it.
Yeah, we've run out of time. That was CL there. I just thought I'd give you a bit of CL before we finished. I thought that was some other file, actually. Anyway, give us a call, 95149500. These things can happen. That's why we're live here on 2SER 107.3, so that you know that there's a real person here. And this is what we do. Real people go out and see real shows on real stages throughout Sydney to keep us alive here in this town, to find out what's going on. That's what you should do right now. Keep us alive here at 2SER 107.3. Keep our great shows like Stages on air. Give us a call, 9514 9500, and then we'll be moving over to Film Fight Club right